It's going and stuff.
All right. I was a little slow on my own, but it worked out okay.
Ian, did you ever enjoy Transformers and or G.I. Joe comics?
Oh, comics. Aren't they going to make a show out of those someday? I think I watched that instead.
All right.
Why, what's up?
Robert Kirkman of Walking Dead fame has created a new quote-unquote Energon universe. So it's like a shared Hasbro universe of comics, and the first one came out last week. But they're going to his, was it Skybound? I think is his part of Image Comics. Anyway, they're going to be putting in a Duke miniseries, a Cobra Commander miniseries, and then there will be a shared universe of Transformers and G.I. Joe and possibly some other Hasbro type things.
That's a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
I would consider.
Good to open the channel?
Yeah, please.
Hold on, my audio's effed up.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I'm still trying to. Mine's a little.
Hello?
Yeah?
Man, even I thought that was pretty loud, and I barely got halfway up the
I gotta say, mine feels a little low, but it's better
than. Mine looks really low, and I've got it at like 92%.
Man, I don't know what's with you and your audio. It's weird, Craig.
I know. I swear to God, it changes weekly.
Sure you didn't bump your volume on the mic?
It's possible, but it's in the back of the mic. I don't normally touch it. I never remember which knob it is. Is it the top knob or the bottom knob?
Got me. I never touch it.
I know. I don't either.
Right. And mine's upside down, so.
Better or worse? It was like never. Okay, I think it's better. I turned the mic up. Hopefully that's okay. So sure, open up the channel.
Well, you seem a little strong now.
Oh.
Talk loud.
Talk loud! Yeah, that's really loud.
Yeah.
Let me back that down some. Talk loud! That's better.
Okay. Oh, that was weird. I don't know what's going on. This is...
It's a funky cold Medina.
It is not that good.
I don't know, I think it's better. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. I'm all worried now.
Yeah.
All right, I want to open then.
Okay.
Since we're already a bit late.
Way past 9 o'clock.
Well and
past.
It's Flynn for the win.
Oh, snap. Lightning fast. Greetings, program. Sluggo seconds later.
Did your thing come up and say, hey, you need to put a number on your name for some reason?
Yes.
Okay, I just told it, yeah, great. And, you know, it's got to click that.
Whose thing did a what now?
Discord.
Discord. Said I needed a number or something after my name.
It tried to pressure me into that the other day, too. So I changed it, and then I immediately changed it back.
I didn't know it would let you.
What, change your name?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll change it back.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought for sure maybe change it, because my noun has like a dot in front of it. No, see, yours is Ian2323.
Oh, great. I didn't even know I had anything on here. That seems perfectly fine with me.
In the year 2525, if we're all still alive. Who sings that song? Any idea?
Nope. I was unfamiliar with that tune until just now.
Well, apparently it's the opposite. Sluggo says it's the opposite. They're taking away the four-digit numbers.
Oh. Okay, so they want me to lose the four-digit numbers and give myself a unique username.
Apparently so.
Okay.
All right.
Figure it out someday. Or they'll kick me off Discord. I don't know.
Okay. Like Reddit's kicking off all their moderators.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, apparently they booted a bunch of them today. Oh. All the people who were protesting, so people were making their subreddits, like, marking them all, NSAFE, FW, you know, doing the John Oliver thing. Yeah, apparently they just started booting and locking moderators out of their accounts today.
Oh, okay.
For protesting. So, to find some other way to waste my time at some point if Reddit implodes. I
know. Reddit was so versatile at that. It's going to take me a while to recover. But I'm not a moderator, so I haven't been kicked off, so I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Ready? Here we go.
So yeah, good? For sure. I could be done with the show, so I'm ready.
You all packed for the weekend?
Half.
All right.
Not even started?
Oh.
All my clothes are packed, and most of the video games are packed. All the, you know, electronics, travel cords, that sort of thing is packed. I'll do one last load of laundry to make sure everybody has the maximum. Oh, sheets are packed, too. So I'm well on my way. Yeah, I'm overly excited.
Yeah, you're pretty close to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 386th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3 I am the Woolly One. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Meat 15. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We took last week off because, well, I had company and I played a lot of Diablo 4 instead. That's what I did. It's good times.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit. This is the week of 6/21 through 6/28. We managed to finish the campaign the last day before he left. So we did manage to get through the campaign part of the game.
Nice.
Yeah. In your 7-day 4-star crash.
Oh, no. Excitement yawn.
Oh, the Titans. So we're going to go back a week on the 12th because we haven't talked. You had Peggy versus the Wasp and the Black Panther. I'm assuming you Peggy'd your way to victory pretty easily.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would have done.
Peggy's strong.
Yeah, yeah. She's pretty powerful.
I think I punched my way to victory both times.
For sure. Yeah.
On the 19th, that's this week, you have Carol versus Iron Man. I had to play that one, I think, 3 times before I won.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
Mine was challenging as well.
I could not get, you know, like I could get either enough black or enough yellow. I could not get enough black and yellow.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah, but Iron Man had a lot of health and dished out a 5-star amount of damage.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I did black, yellow, and she just zapped him and it was over. It was simple. Yeah.
Coming up number next is 5-buck Chuck versus Elektra and somebody else.
Really? There's a 5-star?
No.
Okay. Then that's not who it is. Try again.
Oh, it's 4-star Professor X. Never mind. Sorry, my brain didn't work.
That's okay.
It's the 4-star, you know, challenge weekly.
Yeah, thing. I thought it was a 5-star all of a sudden. I was like, that's shockingly new. We should cover that in news, and I'll never get to participate again.
Never mind me. It's 4-star Professor X. He can, go invisible to win.
Oh, yeah, right? He can do everything to win. That dude's awesome. He'll think at you real hard, and you'll take a lot of damage.
Man, my brain does not work.
That's quite all right.
In Storyland, Infinite Pursuit is running. That'll get you Spider-Gwen, a new character we'll talk about soon, and some Cliff Shards. Placement there is Cosmo the Dog and some Star-Lord. Just for Ian, Puzzle Gauntlet starts coming up, too.
Ooh.
If you've not completed your reality season, you got 4 days in the simulator.
Okay.
Otherwise, Stars and Strikes is running now. That'll get you Psylocke and Murica. Placement is Anti-Torch. And I believe there is the 5-buck Chuck, which is what I read on my screen when I, you know, gave you the wrong.
I'm just going to rewind for just a quick second. Tell me more about reality season rewards. You get 2 3-stars and a 4-star?
Yeah, it's Hawkeye, Angel, and Cosmo.
Oh, I guess I thought it was you got more. That seems not that it ever been different, but yeah, I was like, maybe it's because I'm seeing Angel and I'm like, who wants that?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, but you do get a 4-star at the end. Cosmo's pretty good.
Yeah, I always just play it all the way through, just get the 4-star at the end.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm back. All right, let's go to news. I see 5-buck Chuck. Is it really 5-buck Chuck or is it 4-star?
The Annihilus Torch should be the 4-star, so 5-buck Chuck should just be shards for the rewards there. Anyway.
All right. Yeah. Now to news that was relevant a week ago. It's like we're Yahoo News.
Hey, Ian, there's a new character.
What? A new character? Tell me more. I'm surprised.
This is a yellow, purple, and red character. This one I was not expecting to ever see.
Mm.
Here you've got Moondragon. Ian, do you know what's special about Moondragon?
Your claim raises more questions, but I'm going to just go along with what you're saying for now. I don't know. Okay. What's special about Moondragon?
She's Drax's daughter.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good for her. Wait, how'd she get better? I thought the reason he kills people is because we killed his family.
No, I'm talking in the comics, ma'am. Ignore the MCU.
Oh, so Drax's family has never been murdered?
Remember, Drax is from, like, Wisconsin or something?
Yeah, he's some dude that got shoved into a green body who attacks Thanos because they killed his family.
Well, he had a daughter.
And she got better?
I don't think she ever died.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, Moondragon. She's related to Drax. That's great. Yeah.
Good for Drax.
Does she summon dragons in any way?
I don't think so. We'll find out here in a second.
Okay. Did you read her storyline, her tagline in the game?
No.
No, I didn't.
Okay. It says, after nearly dying, she became host to the malevolent Dragon of the Moon.
Oh.
Well, there you go. It kind of does sounds like not a bad deal, really. But
I mean, I don't want to almost die. I mean, it's better than completely dying, but...
But getting Moon Dragon power sounds fun.
Yeah, but I mean, I only assume that it's then logical that she'll be slain by Moon Knight.
Because he does have all the powers of the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, knights and dragons are natural nemesis.
That's true. That's true. Her yellow power is called Moonlight Dispersal. 5 yellow. That's a bargain. Divide each enemy strike, attack, or protect tile in half, creating a new tile of that type. If none exist, create 2 strength 1 enemy protect tiles instead. All right. Passive. At the start of the turn, randomly convert any enemy strike, attack, protect tiles in excess of 6 into basic tiles, giving your team a burst of health and dealing damage to the enemy for each tile converted. As you go up in level, at max level, you're creating 6 of those protect tiles if there are none on. So I guess that'll immediately then trigger the passive the next turn, right?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard about it or how it works.
Convert enemy SAPs in excess of 4. So you need 4, all right. Gain a burst of 280 health and deal 360 damage. That's interesting.
Okay, so she takes enemy special tiles or just protect.
No, any strike, attack, or protect. She takes them away.
Okay, so she chops them into pieces and spreads them out over the board. And when she gets a certain number of them, she converts them to basics?
Yeah, and heals your team.
Okay.
And deals damage.
All right. That's
not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, you know, it'd be good against, your...
It's an interesting mechanic. I guess I'm just thinking like a 250-point protectile spread out over several 50-point protectiles doesn't seem less effective. It's just, when that thing kicks in to convert them, I understand the mechanic, and it's different. It's 5. 5's a bargain.
Yeah. I mean, take away, Goathead shields when he gets all those going. Sure.
Yep.
This purple is called Pyrrhic Defense. 7 purple. Select a basic tile. Create a 2-turn countdown tile. While this is on the board, enemy, strike, attack, and protect tile strength is reduced by 30%. Oh, there you go. Even more. When that tile expires or is destroyed, Moondragon deals damage and uses Moonlight Dispersal. What is Moonlight Dispersal? Oh, that's the yellow power. Oh, interesting. Passive. If Moondragon is to take damage, a random ally takes that damage instead. If a Pyrrhic defense countdown exists, that damage is taken or damage is increased by 50%.
All right.
So you're going to take 50% more damage if you've got one of these out there. Am I reading that wrong?
I don't know, but it sounds wrong.
If a Pyrrhic defense countdown tile exists, damage is increased by 50%.
I don't know what damage it's referring to. I have to assume that it's the damage that it was talking about in the first sentence.
Yeah.
So that's damage you're taking.
Right, but it's immediately after the sentence about your random ally taking damage instead.
Right, so the random ally, she screws them over hard.
More?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I never noticed that when I've been using her.
I didn't see that. Apparently, she's bugged in some way at the moment.
I just noticed, again, I didn't take the time to read the powers. I figured I'd learned about it today. But when I was playing her or playing against her, I did notice that no matter what I was doing or who I was targeting, she would be the last person to die on the enemy team.
Huh.
As you go up
in
level...
This is making more sense now.
Yeah, it goes up to a 4-turn countdown tile. Strike, attack, protect tiles are reduced by 75%. Yeah, it's pretty substantial. Split them in half and then reduce them by 75% after that. Huh. I guess it'll make a whole lot of not real effective special attack tiles. That could be useful. The red power is Titanian Martial Arts for 5 red. Destroy the bottom row. Do not deal damage or generate AP.
Yeah, I hate this power.
Passive. Moondragon takes 10% reduced match damage and deals the amount reduced back to the enemy, plus 5% for each enemy strike attack or protect tile on the board. Moondragon's match damage is increased by 5%. For each strike, attack, or protectile on the board.
All right, I like it a little better.
Wait, as you for go each up, enemy strike, attack, or protectile, or any kind?
It says for each one on the board.
That's... So she benefits from having multiple special tiles of any variety on the board, and then has another power to destroy special tiles on the board?
Yes.
Yes.
That's... I will not be critical. I don't fully understand that. Perhaps someday I will. I like that they're creating something new.
At level 5, it says she takes 50% less match damage and reflects an additional 15% per strike attack or projectile. Match damage is increased by 15% per SAP. Yeah, she deals way more damage and stuff the more tiles that are out there, but then at the start of her next turn, she's going to bork a bunch of them. So you probably want to destroy less of them, right?
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's how I felt when I played her.
Yeah.
3-5-5? Boy, I hate just destroying that bottom row. It seems really not effective at doing anything most of the time. It's like, oh, look, it went away. All right. I mean, I suppose it's good if there's, you know, an invisibility tile or something gets stuck down there, but...
Right.
Yeah.
It has very limited usefulness.
I'm not really sure. Yeah, something will change. Either I'll get new information, I'll get smarter, or I'll not play Moondragon. I think A is the most likely, then B... No, then C, then B.
Yeah. In feeders, it looks like she is going to feed 5-star Star-Lord as her feeder flow.
Oh, okay.
A lot of this we've missed. So there were some covers and shards and placement rewards and Operation Spider Soak, which passed, and the Welcome to Shield, which I think finishes tomorrow, if you haven't done it. And Infinite Pursuit, I believe, which also finishes tomorrow, I think. She was in the Versus in All Father Knows Best, and her event is called Moonlit Brawl, which is running now. Covers and shards and a recruit token for the shield in progression there. In the vault, 3-4-stars Moondragon, Star-Lord, and a rando. So there you go. Character I know very, very little about. Moondragon.
Right, but we're learning as we go. I like that.
Let's see what else we got. The MPQ Global Defense Community Challenge is going on. It says, joining the challenge, work together, receive special reward tiers by answering trivia and visiting their social media things to earn in-game prizes for the entire community. Visit frequently to find new trivia questions and earn more points.
Nice.
So it looks like as you go up in tiers, at starting tier 4, you get a 4-star Nick Fury. Tier 5, you get another one. Tier 6, you get 2 of them and 3 Classic Legends tokens. Ooh, wow. Tier 7, which is 400,000 points. Wow, look at this. Everyone's going to get 500 hero points plus 3 Star Destroyer gun support plus 3 4-star Nick Furies plus 3 Classic Legends plus 250 Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance shards.
I hope they make it that far. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I clicked the link and answered the trivia and stuff that I could do quick.
Oh, it's just following a link?
Yeah.
Oh, I was led to believe that I need to somehow be involved in social media to make this beneficial.
Well, that's part of it, but you can click the link and at least do the first one is, you know, what kind of aliens are inside invading Marvel Puzzle Quest? What kind of tiles does War Machine get rid of with his blue power? You know, you can answer these things. And there are multiple guests.
Holy majoli.
So you can at least
do the bare minimum.
Yeah, you can at least do the first. There's also one on there, Ian, just for you, though. Play Marvel Puzzle Quest on Steam for 1 hour.
I can do that too. Well, an hour, that's lofty.
So
I'll think about it though.
All right. The other thing going on is Skrull Invasion Daily Plays. It says Skrulls have gone undercover. Investigate and play with these invaders for epic rewards. Search for new Skrull variant comic covers that have been swapped out for this event. Once you've uncovered the invaders, play one game with them to earn one daily play token to the Secret Invasion Vault. New cover swaps will be added periodically until the end of the event, so stay vigilant. So, if you want to flip through your covers, find the ones that are different, play with those people, get a token. So that's nice of them. Fun little thing for the new TV show. That's the news I got. You guys got anything?
What kind of tiles does that blue blow up? I thought it was protect, but apparently it's invisibility.
Invisibility tiles. Because he's using heat signature detection.
Ah, that makes sense. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Talos? He's a character?
He stuns people.
Oh, good for him. That sounds effective. How many turns?
I don't remember. I don't ever use Talos.
Left Eye? Is Nick Fury Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
He is.
Okay. I was looking at a picture of him, but I just wanted to make sure I had to like invert it in my mind and be like, nope, that's his other eye, because I need to face his way. Okay. Now that I have answered all those unrelated questions, I'm going to go do something maybe show related. No, I got no news.
All right.
Ray and I are about to leave for vacation, and I am excited. Trying not to get too excited because it won't live up to my expectations, but just being away for a week already feels promising.
No show next week.
Oh, that too. Yeah. I won't be able to make it to this show.
Are you ready then to move on to What's Always Sunny in Xandar?
Yeah, I could be.
What's Always Sunny in Xandar? Shang Fever.
Nice. All right, let me tell you about Shang-Chi, the origin version. He's a 5-star character that everybody knows and loves. He is red, purple, and blue. I'm going to take a minute. If you guys want to sit and listen, I'll educate myself about how he works, other than he does tons of damage. I'll try to teach myself how he generates this damage and how when I use these abilities, the it always says combo point 0. So I'm going to figure out how to generate a combo point.
I think Ray and I got this one on lockdown.
Let's see. A vital balance costs 7 red AP. Destroy 3 chosen basic or team-up tiles. Shang-Chi restores 576 health for each combo point he has. Destroyed tiles deal damage but do not gain AP. As this scales up, he destroys 5 tiles instead of 3. Restores 4,303 health per combo point. Deadly Hands, 7 purple AP. Converts a chosen basic or team-up tile into a critical tile. For every 5 combo points he has, Shang-Chi converts one of the basic tiles surrounding the chosen tile into a charged tile. As scales up, he is creating a charged tile for every combo point he has. And lastly, A River of Blows. It's passive, so 0 blue AP. Whenever Shang-Chi's team makes a red or purple match, he gains a combo point, up to 10. Each combo point increases Shang-Chi's match damage by 74. If Shang-Chi ends a turn without his team having made a red or purple match, he loses all his combo points. And this scales up to increasing as match damage by 417. Is that per combo point?
Yes.
Wow. So he's potentially increasing his match damage by, 4,017?
That sounds low, but sure.
I mean, sure, my math was trying to multiply by 10. So I just added a 0 to the 417 and came up with 4,170.
He hits very hard.
That's amazing. Okay, so I need to end his turn with either a red or a purple match.
Yes. Well,
in order to have combo points.
Not just end. Any time, like when you make a match, it could cascade and get a red or purple.
Sure.
You could do match, get an extra turn, and then do a red.
Right.
Once you get it going, he then it starts tanking every color because of his match damage. So you need to use that red to keep healing him back up because he's always in front getting beat in the face.
Wow, yeah, that is...
And then you throw some criticals out there and the board melts.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. Yeah, so does that mean he's a 3-5-5?
5-5-3 for me.
Oh, so you don't want him to have match damage.
Oh, he gets plenty at 3.
Oh,
I need the red to heal him back up, and I want the 5 purple to do giant criticals.
What goes up with the purple? Because I'm at a 5-3-5.
The purple... Shang-Chi, it's the amount charged tiles he generates.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a 5-3-5.
No, because if you make the critical, to make purple, right, and it charges the 2 purple on either side of the critical, you can keep getting enough purple to just keep putting more and more criticals out there. If there's enough purple on the board, you can just be like, bang, I punch you, bang, I punch you, bang, I punch you. And you do that, lots of times you can win in one turn.
Interesting.
With the criticals. Okay.
Yeah, I'm. I don't think that's worth it.
Mm.
The increase to match damage is way more potent, in my opinion. My match damage increase is 630 per, so I can get that up to 6,300 match damage, which is, that's really ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You
I feel like this is an, real showcase of what a good character is that. This many different builds is effective for him.
Sure.
But golly, that's a lot of damage. Now I see why everybody gets all...
Oh, when he's boosted, it's ridiculous.
Out of shape when he's boosted.
Holy smokes, yeah. It's very hard. It's very, very hard.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's what Sunny and Xandar. Game-breakingly awesome Shang-Chi.
Moving along to acting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ian, who we got this week?
We have a gentleman named John Goodman. Now, unless I bungled this somehow, I think Craig is first this week.
Oh, no. All right. So for me, I know John Goodman is now, like, you know, much thinner nowadays, but I like fat John Goodman.
Mm.
So for me, fat John Goodman, he's the Blob.
Hmm. Holy smokes. Really?
Yeah.
Ah, even at his huskiest, I find him more imposing than I do grotesquely obese.
The Blob's a pretty imposing guy.
He is. He is. I hear what you're saying. I would not want to tangle with the Blob. He is both powerful and immovable.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% with you, but I'm not down on it either. It seems logical.
Hey, it's the same.
Maybe I like John Goodman too much to
sure.
vote for him to be the Blob.
Alright. Are you next? What do you got?
I am next. I have a much less interesting suggestion, because I went with current John Goodman,
mm-hmm.
who is much older and much thinner. And in my Marvel Cinematic Universe, even though he wouldn't be relevant, but maybe he could be. So we can travel time and we can have flashbacks, but he will be none other than Benjamin Franklin Parker.
Hmm.
Or Uncle Ben. I feel like if for some reason he existed, he would be close enough to appropriately match with Marissa Tomei as a potential there. Or, you know, if he's in a flashback where Uncle Ben is giving Peter some sage-like advice, I would be happy if I got that advice from John Goodman.
Huh. Okay.
And then it was Ray.
Sure.
And then there's Maud.
Nope.
So, I don't care if you're going with the younger John Goodman or the older John Goodman. It depends on whether or not you want the young hefty or older thin. Like, it fits either way for mine, I think. With his laugh and his character, personality, I picture him as Doc Ock.
Sure.
I totally think that he could do Doc Ock now just as well as he could when he was younger. I don't know. It just seems to fit his personality for me.
Hmm. I don't know that I like that.
Well, I can't picture I like John Goodman screaming out, what is it? Nothing moves the Blob. It just doesn't fit for me at all.
Yeah, I see it. I see what you're saying. Nothing moves the Blob.
One of his best roles right there is a Cyclops.
Ian, who we got next week?
Sorry, can't multitask. One moment, please. next, in 2 weeks' time, when we return, it will be none other than Craig's hero, Pete Davidson.
True.
The man who owns a decommissioned ferry.
Yeah, I still don't know what they're doing with that, but he's in a lot of commercials nowadays. Man.
He is.
Guys,
he's
everywhere.
Got that Taco Bell money pouring in. He's
what's the one where his face is on a robot? It's like some kind of water or something.
Oh, got me. I don't know. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, there's one where it's got like an iPad at the top and his face is on the iPad and it's a robot dispensing bottled water or something like that below.
Oh, that's wacky.
Yeah, it's very strange. Willie, what do you have in the mailbag?
So we got a couple things this week. I'm going to start on Reddit. That's where I'm going to start. Funky Hedonist said,
"Sweet.
I heard y'all mention you weren't getting much Reddit engagement in the last episode, so now I have vowed to be a frequent poster. I recently discovered your show, and I kind of love it. Thanks for the free entertainment."
Sure. Thanks for the great username.
Funky Hedonist.
I enjoy both funk and hedonism. You seem like a great person. Based solely on that.
Also on the Reddits, Stink Palm, who really enjoys our acting segment, said Stanley Tucci should play Warren Worthington II. And I didn't know who that was, but the next statement clears it up.
Is that Angel's dad?
Angel's dad?
He says, who would threaten his son's trust fund if he refuses to amputate his feathery wings? I can see him making a boutique martini and scoffing his son for going against the family.
Huh.
I'm kind of
on board. Yeah.
That I can see that as well. Absolutely. He also says that he has a Lego Batwing that he can't open to build.
I understand that happens sometimes.
You know, I was at the store the other day and I like stumbled across that they now make Lego flowers.
Sure.
I was surprised that this was a thing. You could make orchids or a succulent garden, or I think the other one was just like a random bouquet.
I haven't seen this.
She was not interested.
He has another comment about the Legos. He says the Pac-Man is incredible. Similarly, the Atari 2600...
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one came out a while ago.
I don't follow Lego.
The Lego 2600?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to look it up.
That's a tempting build.
Then over on the D3 forums, we got a comment from Punisher5784. Who said that he just listened. I was wondering if you noticed I had featured you in the meeting storyline. I'm sorry Kang killed you guys. So, if you're unfamiliar with this in any way, I will put a link in the Discords here. This is, I guess my best description is it's a fan fiction regarding, I don't know, it's like a meta fan fiction of what's going on in MPQ. And apparently we made a very small appearance where we the Puzzle Warriors 3, asked the question, can you tell us about the recent Chasm nerf leak? And the director immediately whisked us off into awayness with his blue power. So, in any case, if you want to check it out, it's on the D3 forums.
I can't say that I won't, because I'm totally unaware of what you're talking about. I'm partially intrigued only because apparently we're included in something and that makes me feel immediately special. But reading bizarre fan fiction about Marvel Puzzle Quest seems like something I'll never do, but I don't want it to stop either. Oh man. I'll let you know in 2 weeks if I made any progress. Okay.
I don't think it's that long. Like the current installment isn't very long. I haven't read all of them. There's like 4 parts currently. So yeah, you can check it out.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go. That's what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
All right. Let's see who this week we're going to talk about some boosted characters. 3-star characters. Falcon. Bigger shields and more damage with his purple. Bigger shield bigging. Shield and bigging with his yellow. And I don't think Red Wing will be affected at all. Loki. Nope. Psylocke. And by nope, I mean I don't think he has any boostable abilities. He won't shuffle any extra tiles. He won't steal any more of your stuff. He'll just be himself. Psylocke. More red, more black damage. Ragnarok. What do you do? Probably some green damage and red damage. Maybe some increased blue healing. Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
Is a 3-star?
Yeah, she was new.
Oh, yeah. Nope. 4-star characters. Let's see what Black Cat is up to. Better luck next time. She'll deal more damage before going airborne. Her black, more damage from her trap tiles and her claws out. More damage, especially to stunned targets. Let's see. Oh, Carolina Dean. Everybody's favorite. Let's see what she's up to. Bigger protectiles. More bigger protectiles. And her solar flare will do some AoE plus a health burst. 4-star. Alligator Loki. Let's see. More damage when the enemy matches charged tiles. More damage from the moving of charged tiles. And more damage. And passive health bursts. All right. Who else? Negasonic Teenage Warhead. She does some stuff. Green AoE is increased, her yellow self-healing is increased, and her red thermonuclear whatever damage is also increased.
Remember, recently reworked.
Oh, has she been recently reworked?
Yeah.
Whoa. I hope she's a little... I'm excited. Good for her. We'll get to try her out in boosted land. Let's see what Nico's up to. Her yellow healing is improved, and the strike attack protectile purple is increased and will do better buffing.
I'm sad that he used that disgusting chalk-flavored candy as the picture.
Really? You strike me as someone who enjoys Necco wafers.
Oh, my wife loves Necco wafers. To me, nice. They all taste like chalk.
That's because they're all chalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
She thinks they're delicious.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
If I find any bulk candy stores while on vacation, I will sit down with her and enjoy one. And by enjoy, I mean pretend to enjoy one so she feels included. They are gross.
Especially the gross black ones. Ugh.
Ew. They make... Ew. Tell me more. Because I'm only saying ew because I'm sure they're going to be star anise flavor.
You are correct.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Shame on people who like that flavor. Shame on people for inventing that flavor. Ugh. That is just... I'm just kidding. You can like whatever you like. I don't care.
They're not for me.
I'm just not going to join you. Now, let's talk about good old Archangel. What's he doing these days? He does more damage with his blue. He also does damage with his aerial superiority, and enemy down can do some more damage. Doctor Strange, what's he up to? He probably does more retaliatory damage with his flames and more damage with the Crimson Bands. Loki. Dagger Surprise does a ton of damage, and Destroy Everything also will do increased amounts of damage. And lastly, Thor, the Mighty version. Let's see. Feel the Thunder is going to do some more damage, and Share the Love is also going to do more damage, plus, the, you know, depending on how much charge tiles is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be no change to the fantastically longly worded Dr. Thor.
She is way stronger than I first thought.
Oh, she's incredible.
I have been using her all the time. Like, every time I play, I've been using Dr. Thor. And she is one of three characters that make up the most irritating team to play against. And so irritating, I'm not going to mention the other two characters here.
Oh.
I don't want people to use
Don't worry. We'll get to Samurai Says. I'm sure he'll ruin that for you.
I use her every day with Shang-Chi and Hitmonkey.
Those are not either of the two, but that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's a boss event weekend. Oh, man, I'm on vacation. I don't got time for that. this list won't be as important for PvE, but the back half of the week is Honor Amongst Thieves. Having 5-star Strange boosted means that symbiotes and mindless ones will be less annoying. PvP will be super fun. Get ready for Oops, All Chasm and Thor. So I don't know who the third person in Ray's Annoying Trilogy is, but Chasm and Thor are two of them. So yeah, that is what to enjoy or look out for. And as always, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to our sponsor, Mystify.
Mystify. Let's head over and have a nice refreshing pop pop.
Oh, no. Right into that, huh?
Yeah.
I still don't know how to navigate this show. All right. Let's talk about some music. And see, I feel like there was some recent news about this band, but it got muddled in my brain. So if I am incorrect, don't bother correcting me. Just keep it to yourself and tell me that I did an okay job. I'm talking about EXO.
I'm going to post a clip here. My advice is to just ignore it.
Oh, wow.
The clip? Does it not make any sounds, or you just hated it so much because EXO is the slow jams of K-pop?
They are the epitome of why I hate boy bands.
They are. First of all, Craig, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
This 9-member group.
Oh, come on. this song is terrible.
It is. Again, it's K-pop meets slow jams.
And I want to again point out, I picked the best part of the song to make the clip out of.
Oh, man. 9 people? Who thought that you should put together 9 dudes in one group?
I don't know.
That's like the stage has to be too big for them to dance all over. Like, there's just too many coordination issues here.
Yeah, why are there so many? I mean...
5. We've been doing this. 5 is the max.
Well, see, here's where I'm going to make an argument for 9. The only time I would accept a 9-piece band is if it's a cover band and you only cover Jimmy Buffett.
I was thinking Earth, Wind, and Fire, but...
Ow!
There's a lot of people.
Oh, how about... We could blend them. So we'll just... It's a cover band, and the cover band is called Yacht Rock. And they just cover Earth, Wind, and Fire, Jimmy Buffett, and Seals and Croft, and things like that.
I'm down. Let's go see it.
Yeah, when you get into 9, things get weird. Then you have the one boss tone that only comes out to dance.
Yeah.
And you're like, why, Ben? Why are you here?
Yeah.
But anyway, EXO. They are our band for K-pop. Now, talking about pop. Let's talk about something that is both rare and rarely enjoyed by me, but I do enjoy it when I come across it. And that is Sunkist grape soda. I'm not a huge grape soda fan. And I'm even hesitant to call it grape soda because goodness knows it does not taste grape. But it is purple and grape themed, which I appreciate. Sunkist makes a pretty good fruit beverage. Obviously, their orange is significantly more popular. But every now and again, I do enjoy a nice Sunkist grape soda.
Hey, Craig, do you? Alice Cooper's coming to Johnstown. You want to go there?
What?
Kind of. Where? To the Cambria County War Memorial?
Yeah.
Alice Cooper, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me when, because I feel like this is literally my last opportunity to see him.
August 6th, maybe? 5th, 6th, somewhere in that ballpark.
That's it. Okay. Should I ask how much are tickets?
I did not look. I did not look.
Okay.
What does this have to do with Purple Sunkist?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, it just threw me at...
Yeah, as we were talking about bands and things, it reminded me that I saw that Alice Cooper was coming. That was all.
Do you want to go see Alice Cooper?
I kind of do. Because, yeah, he's going to die anytime now.
Yeah, seriously. Like, how... Or at the very best, like, I'm going to see him and I'm going to look up and I'm going to be like, nope, nope. Get off the stage, Dio. You're too old. No more rocking for you. I can no longer I can no longer feel inspired or fearful when an 85-year-old man is telling me to feed my Frankenstein. So, I'll consider it. Thank you. Anyway, thanks as always to Magnify. Pop, pop.
It's a Sunday night, 8 p.m.
Ooh.
Oh, good Lord. We're not going.
All right, I'm back.
Well, when I load up the screen and it starts out with the first tickets I'm seeing are 106, 108, 111. All right.
For Johnstown? What kind of venue do they think they have there?
Cambria County War Memorial. Boy, you want floor seats. Row A. $2,675.
Wow.
This has to be just a complete fake scam site, right? Like, this guy can't be real.
No, I think that everyone has gone off the rails. Like, because, again, now there is no one of any caliber that can justify that in my mind. But keep in mind, I'm poor and I'm old. So when I hear about people shelling out, you know, $2,000 a ticket for the Eras Tour, or $2,000 a ticket to go see Harry Styles, or $2,000 a ticket to go see Beyonce, I'm like, oh, my guts. But I understand that that's possible.
This other site says that we can sit way out in the bleachers and still pay $80 a ticket.
But $80 to see Alice Cooper seems steep.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, I live in, you know, 1996 prices. So if I were ever on The Price is Right, I would only be good at the then half of the Now and Then game.
I hear what you're saying. Boy. All right. I suddenly want to go see him less.
Yeah, 80, me as well.
$80 to $2,207 is the range on this page.
Yeah, that's pass.
$2,000 to see Alice Cooper.
Now, I think I'm going to... This year has been my state theater year. Like, I went there to see David Sedaris, and then I just saw David Cross, and I'll come back one more time in the fall to see Henry Rollins.
We can sit in the...
But not $2,000 for Alice Cooper.
Now, you can be center stage on the floor as long as... I'm assuming this is the last row, row V. Is still $91 a seat, but at least that's center floor.
Right. Oh, I'm not on the floor. I got to sit down. What, would I stand in through a whole concert? That's crazy.
All right. Sorry. You know,
I had to wait for Allison Road to come on before I was willing to stand up for the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, man, I love that song. If you go the night before, you can go see him in Syracuse where he opens up for Motley Crue and Def Leppard.
If it's also $2,000, no. If it's less than that, still no.
Right.
But I love that lineup.
It'd be a good show, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince can't sing, but, you know, the rest of it would be good.
Right.
All right. Did you thank Magnified?
I did.
All right. Do you have Steam open?
You betcha.
Holy smokes. Ian's way ahead.
Well, you bought me a lot of time.
I wasn't even trying. What you got? Open something.
I got a 4-star Carnage Symbiote Scythes.
Ray, how many are you doing? I got 7.
Well, it looks like Magic's still in there. I was just looking to see when she leaves. Apparently around June 29th. So, in any case, I'm doing one.
So for next show, we have...
I have, you're asking how many of these I have?
No, I'm just saying that then you can open more at the next show.
Yeah, I can open a lot more. Okay, it is a 4-star. Maria Hill, Best of Intentions, which I can't say that without thinking of Pulp Fiction, so. I have 207 latest Legend Tokens build up, so.
Good Lord.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I've got 7.
Don't open those all at once.
No. You can only do 50 at a time.
Okay.
My first one is, hey, Carol, Photonic Barrage. Number 2 is a purple. Magic, Phoenix Claws. Number 3, Uncanny Deadpool. 4, North Star. Oh, I've been waiting for that. 5, Big Pun. 6 is War Machine. And Imperious Rex to round it out. So. 1 purple. Where does that get magic to? Magic is now at a 3-4-1. Is she any good? Honestly, I have no idea.
I don't know. As a character, she's awesome. But as far as a game goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe Ray would know.
I haven't used her.
Okay. Thanks, as always, to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which you can find at soontobenamednetwork.com, is a podcasting network where we are affiliated with several other excellent shows to expand your options for your podcast listening. If you'd like to check us out or any of the shows on our network, Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Have you guys seen the movie Violent Night?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You should treat yourselves, specifically if you're me, but if you haven't seen the trailer or heard of it?
No.
Oh, it is a comedy. Let's say dark comedy.
Oh.
Let's say ultra violent dark comedy, where a family is being taken hostage and they are rescued by Santa Claus. Oh. And Santa Claus rescued them by killing all the terrorists.
I remember that trailer. Yeah, it's the guy from Stranger Things.
It is, which is why I stayed away from it, but I was bored at work one day, and I watched it, and it was glorious. Huh. But, again, keep in mind, I love violence.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was really appealing to me. And, I mean, they give you, you know, no explanation of things, really no backstory, they don't dive into any of the nuts and bolts. They're just like, let's do hilarious graphic scene of killing followed by hilarious graphic scene of killing until we get to the end. And it was such a treat for me. I mean, I don't want to cause any spoilers or to ruin it for anybody, but I think the real, like, twist for me, like, I thought he was some sort of, the trailer led me to believe that David Harbour was some sort of, you know, I assumed some sort of person who plays Santa over the holidays, but had some sort of special training background, and he has to rescue these people.
Yeah, the particular set of
skills. No. He is Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
I also assumed he was like a homeless grifter who was just dressed up in a Santa costume to make a few bucks around.
Totally not. Oh. They give you some background again, which I want to spoil, but I'm going to try to resist in case you guys want to see the movie.
I spent the weekend doing a Creed bender. I had never watched the Creed movies, so I watched Creed 1, then Creed 2, then Creed 3.
Yeah.
You like Rocky?
Yeah, of course.
Same movies.
Okay.
I mean, you've got Drago to fight. You've got you've got a Creed. You've got a Rocky Balboa. I mean, it's all there.
Nice. I can dig it. Maybe someday I'll watch it.
And
them.
The third movie's got, Kang.
It does. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
He looks jacked in that.
He is jacked in that.
Holy smokes. Did Jonathan Majors get huge for that movie?
Yeah, he's impressive looking in that film.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed them. I watched all three. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, put them over at PuzzleWarriors3.com or on the subreddit, assuming it's, you know, open and functional again. I think the ban is done, right? The whatever you call it, where they locked down all the Reddits for a few days. And yep. The D3 forums as well.
I have to admit, I didn't actually notice that the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit participated in that. So
yeah, it went dark.
I pretty much avoided Reddit because it was just a downer.
It was a mess. It's so confusing. I can't see one more dumb meme who's angry at someone named Spez.
Yeah, that's the CEO of Reddit.
Oh, all right. Who knew that CEOs were greedy monsters? This is crazy.
I know. Everybody. Everybody knows.
No, but I'm glad. I'm glad people had a strong opinion about something and they did what they could to make their voices heard. I always will support that. Yeah. And by always, I mean almost never.
Poor Samurai.
Because it's always used for nefarious purposes, except for this time.
Samurai just said, you all didn't have to deal with the queue of people trying to join the Reddit. Well, that is true. We did not.
Yep. You could go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff, and we get some things. And it's all nice for everybody. Oh, boy, what's the next holiday? July 4th?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll get Aren't you July upset about how close Juneteenth is to July 4th?
No.
Yeah, me either.
It's a totally different show, so you wouldn't need to know about this, but Ben Shapiro is really mad.
I enjoyed having, you know, a nice day off for the Juneteenth holiday. That was nice.
Yeah. Great.
Nope. We can keep adding more holidays. You can spread them out all over the year. I don't care which one's close to which. It's a day off from work, and I very much appreciated it.
Mm.
Oh, man, people get weird about that. Yeah, whatever.
I know, right?
Yeah, they do.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy my book.
Buy my book. I think that's it, though. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, take a giant step for fun. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
See you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Get ready for a big surprise.